Today is Tuesday, May 7th. Good morning and welcome to Daylight, a podcast from CFO North America. Daylight Meditations is a time to listen to the Holy Spirit. In quietness and confidence, we give ourselves to His guidance for today, trusting our steps are ordered by His divine will. In Matthew, Jesus told us, "Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace." We invite you to spend the next few minutes with God, simply and honestly.
The theme for today's meditation is Maturing in Love, based on selected verses from Colossians chapter 3. The gift of forgiveness is the mark of spiritual maturity in someone whose God is the Lord Jesus and who tolerates weakness and whose heart lives in the peace of God. Ask God to show you how you can grow up in Christ as one who loves like Him today. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith. Forgive one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. Forgive one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Thank you. love becomes the mark of true maturity. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One. Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. And bring your constant praise to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you. And bring your constant praise to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you.
If God is on our side, why do we fear? Let's put down everything that so easily holds us back and run to finish this race that we are in. It is our humble gift to God who has given us the promise of daylight, of a tomorrow with Him. Thank you for joining us in this time of guided listening to God's words. We look forward to being with you again tomorrow.